From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Correspondent Samantha Vattis reports.
As international pressure mounts on Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi will be a no-show at next week's UN General Assembly. Her office confirming the news on Wednesday, saying she'll miss the meeting in New York as she tries to bring the violent and unstable situation in her country under control. Suu Kyi defended her government's efforts to resolve the Rohingya Muslim crisis at the UN last year. Since then, it's got far worse, and she's being slammed for not doing enough to end the violence, which has been labelled ethnic cleansing. Some critics are even calling for her to be stripped of her Nobel Peace Prize. Hundreds of thousands of minority Muslims have fled the bloodshed, which has killed hundreds. The army calls it a counter-strike after attacks by Rohingya insurgents, but refugees say the army is trying to drive the stateless Muslim minority out of the country.
Reporter Samantha Vattis. The International Olympic Committee announced Wednesday it would award the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Paris and the 2028 Games to Los Angeles, following a vote at its headquarters in Peru. The 2024 Olympics will mark the 100th year anniversary since the last time Paris hosted the Games in 1924. This is VOA News. Brazilian police have arrested the CEO of the world's largest meat packer. Correspondent Steve Miller has the details.
Wesley Batista was taken into custody in Sao Paulo. Both he and his brother Justly, the former chairman of JBS, have entered into agreements with prosecutors in which they testified that JBS paid bribes to scores of politicians, including President Michel Temer. Temer denies any wrongdoing. The investigation, the largest in Brazil's history, has implicated several former presidents. Executives from JBS have provided evidence for some of the most serious allegations, including claims that Temer arranged to receive millions in payouts in exchange for helping the meatpacker. But in recent days, prosecutors have questioned whether Justly Bautista and other executives may have withheld some information, thus violating their plea deals. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Emergency workers and National Guard troops are trying to find those left stranded in the Florida Keys by Hurricane Irma, while France and Britain pledge to boost their response to those hit by the storms in their territories in the Caribbean. The United Nations is airlifting food and other vital relief to the islands of Antigua, St. Martin, and the Turks and Caicos. The hurricane killed at least 37 people in the Caribbean and devastated the islands, including Barbuda, which has evacuated all of its citizens to Antigua. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. The Department of Homeland Security issued the directive Wednesday, giving the agencies 90 days to comply. The action, it said, is based on the information security risks presented by the use of Kaspersky products on federal information systems. The statement said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. The White House Cybersecurity Coordinator Robert Joyce said this is a risk-based decision we need to make. The company must collaborate with the Russian intelligence agency, and so for us in the government, that was an unacceptable risk. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Trump. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.